guys. Yeah, that probably tells a story, you know. You know, when you're down there in the red area and you don't score touchdowns, you give the other team too many opportunities, and you know you're not going to win very often when you score 21 points. So it's frustrating, but you know we've got to you know fight back and try to go out there and do a better job next time.
You guys have also struggled offensively in the second half on the road. Is there anything you can put your finger on as to why it is?
Well, we make mistakes, you know, whether if you make them in the first half or you make them in the second half. You know, you're not going to score enough points. And, you know, we certainly had our opportunities today. And, you know, we didn't make them.
What's the difficulty been in trying to hook up with Randy on as regular a basis as you have been previously?
We're focusing a lot on him, you know, and you know, you got to get the ball to other guys. When they do that, you know, Randy had a big catch to start the game, and then, you know, just you know, as the game went along, they kept having guys over there, so got to go to other guys.
When you made that throw in the red zone to him, were you kind of predetermined that I'm going to try and get him a jump ball situation, and did you see the coverage coming?
Yeah, I made a good play. You know, he threw it up there, and I hope Randy comes down with it, but the other guy did.
The difference between starting at 14 and 15 and then after that, did they do anything different? Do you get pressure on them?
I don't know. I'll have to watch the film.
Talking, there was a lot of talk before the game about your finger and how much that would affect you. What was the injury and how did it affect you?
You know, a lot of guys are banged up this time of year, so you know, you got to get the job done. You know, if you're out there on the field, you're expected to go out there and, you know, and play great. And, you know, at times we did that and other times we didn't. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, are banged up.
Tom, a polite way of saying you're not 100%.
I don't think many guys are 100%. You know, I really don't. So, you know, it's late in the year. It's 12 games and it's a physical game. And, you know, you better go out and get the job done.
Tom, Wes in the first half was a big factor. Is there anything that changed in the second half that looked like it just wasn't a big part of the offense in the second half?
Well, I think we had a lot of three and outs there in the second half. So, you know, if you're not on the field very long, it's hard for anybody to make plays. And, you know, those three and outs, I think, really hurt us. So, that was probably a factor.
Are you surprised that you're 7-5, and do you think the team is underachieving, or is this what you are?
Well, I think we played pretty inconsistent, you know, and we have some good drives, and then we have bad drives, and you know, everyone's trying to put their finger on it and really figure it out. You know, it's frustrating for all of us. I mean, we certainly think when we go out there, we have a lot of confidence that we're going to get the ball in the end zone, and you know, we had some chances today, you know, inside the 5-yard line, inside the 10-yard line, and we get no points. So, that's the frustrating part for all of us.
Two more questions, guys.
At this point, the team's confidence when they bust out for it's now a race again, where it looks like it's going to be a race a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, you come in and say, well, next week we're going to.
Yeah.
How do you continue to stay knowledgeable?
Yeah. Well, I think we got to find a way to play better football for 60 minutes. And, you know, in all phases, and you know, everyone's got to focus on what they need to do better. I think that's the most important thing, and be mentally tough to overcome adversity. And when things don't go your way, you gotta fight back. And you know, that's a challenge for all of us. We're, you know, at times I think we do, and other times I don't think we fight very hard. So, you know, we have leads in the second half and leads in the fourth quarter, and you know, we're just not closing the game out when we have the opportunity to.
I think the difference is, or you mentioned that sometimes you don't think you're fighting back as much. Normally, in the past few years, you get 14-0 lead, games open, it's 28.
Yep.
What's the difference that you said?
I'm not sure. You know, we're searching for the answers too. So, like I said, every week we come in and we think we learn stuff, and you know, stuff we need to do better, and stuff we need to fight harder on, and. You know, you have this feeling that when you lose, you know, it's an awful feeling. you know, you always, coach always says you get what you deserve, and, you know, in too many ways, you know, we, you know, you don't deserve to win when you make as many mistakes as we do.
Tom, what happened when you had to leave the game after the lost touchdown when you left and went to the locker room?
I had to come in here and get some stuff taken care of. I'm not going to tell you guys, so.
Tom, that last question decision in the first half, could you just address that? Did you welcome the opportunity to go for it there?
When we punted?
No, when you tried for the down rather than the field goal.
Yeah, you know, we thought we could get it. I mean, it was 8 inches or something like that. So, you know, we've had a lot of fourth down opportunities this year, and, you know, we're not really making the plays when we need to. You know, we made the play, you know, we got a pass interference. So, you know, that stopped a big drive for us, too. So, thanks, guys.